From the album The Crumbs, that one's called Rust Belt, from our friend Tony Logue. And Tony is coming back to Iron Country to tear it up in the lot, coming up next Saturday night, August 24th, for a 7:30 show. And this morning, we welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show our good friend Tony Logue. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
It's good to talk to you again. Boy, last time you were here, it was a little cool back in December, but I think you'll have some nice warm weather here coming up next Saturday night.
Oh, man. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool last time.
Sure. You know, last time, like I said, you were here, you were in the room in December of last year. Now, this time you're coming with your band, the 184. For our listeners, our Iron Country listeners who haven't seen both shows, I mean, the 184, the whole band show is a different animal than being in the room. Tell us what they're in store for Saturday night.
Oh, man, that's just the band says it's just a rock and roll show, pretty much. That's the best way to explain it, I guess you could say.
Best way to explain it. But they're still going to hear the songs that they hear you do in the lot, just the way you recorded them on albums, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it'll be the same. A lot of the same songs you guys heard. Last time I was through and sitting on a new record, so probably play a few of those songs, just trying to get our legs under us about them, you know.
I understand, so, yeah.
Few of those in the set, yeah.
Now, Tony, I've been fortunate enough to see both versions of your shows. I've seen you do the singer-songwriter show in the room and the extremely fun, upbeat show with the band. As an artist, which one do you prefer performing with the most?
Man, it varies. I guess what day you ask me on, I guess. There's stuff I enjoy about both, you know. I'm just sitting down with a guitar and playing the songs how they were written, you know. That's a cool thing, but also just turn it up with the band is a fun thing too. So I don't know. I don't necessarily prefer one over the other, I don't guess, but okay. the band show is hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember last time you were here, the band packed up the stuff and moved it into the bar after they played out in the lot.
Oh, my gosh, that night will go down in history, man. We stayed all night, I think, to watch the sun come up.
Yeah, I know there was a run on Spotted Cow is what the rumor was.
Yeah, I believe it, man. Yeah, that was a time. That was a trip. Good night.
It was a good night. Now, Tony, you know, you released your latest album, The Crumbs, last year in 2023, and I'd be willing to bet that, like you just said, you're sitting on another album. My question is, when you go into an album cycle, do you write all new songs, or do you go back through some of the other songs that you've written and go, hey, let's give this one a chance this time?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I don't know. I probably... Going into the studio, you know, I try to have, I don't know, 16, 18, 20 songs to choose from. And, you know, sometimes we'll make a record and the song just doesn't make the cut for whatever reason, probably should have. And sometimes we'll slip it on the next record. But this record here, there's really no songs that I've had for a while. It's all pretty new stuff. So, but yeah, I do that. I go back and get something that maybe should have been on a different record, but just didn't have room or whatever. But yeah, so a little bit of both.
It isn't like the world isn't giving you enough material, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities to write songs. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Tony, now I remember back when the first time that you came up here to Iron Country, we're looking at a St. Patrick's Day. You played in the room. And before getting to the room, had you had any idea what a special place that was?
Man, I really didn't know. I'd heard of it. I'd seen that folks were coming through there. But no, just simply no, I didn't really know what I was in for until you get in there. Just such a special, it's a special place, man. I don't know compare it to the Bluebird or something like that, you know. It's a magic spot. That's a good one. That's a special thing Pogo's got going on there, for sure.
Well, I like the fact that everybody sits and listens to the stories that you have and listens to the lyrics of the song. But coming up next Saturday night, you can get out there and have a few beers and raise some hell, because Tony's bringing the 184 over to the lot next Saturday night for a 7:30 show. Tickets available at Boxcars. You can also get them by calling 608-676-1149 or at boxcars.ticketsauce.com. Now, Tony, I know the question always gets asked you about who your influences are. And we all know, if anybody's ever listened to you, Chris Knight is a huge influence for you. But I want to take it a step further. And I want to ask you about what songs or albums really influenced you as an artist.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Chris Knight for sure. We were actually with Chris Knight last week in West Kentucky. So that was always a cool thing when you can get on with your heroes. But Springsteen had a record called Nebraska that was big for me.
Excellent.
Could be one of my number one top five record for me anyway, you know, just storyteller type record. That was a big one. Chris Nice Enough Rope was a big one for me. Man, there's so many. I was also into like the Drive By Truckers.
Yep.
Stuff like that, you know, the more rock and roll stuff. And yeah, just a little bit of
Decoration of everything,
Day. Yeah, their record was Decoration Day was huge for me. Yeah, man, I got a big pot of stuff.
I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. You know, Tony, I one of the big songs that we get requested here since your last stop at the room is the song Road to Richmond, and that is kind of a continuation from the Chris Knight song.
Right.
Have you ever sat down with, has Chris ever heard how you put that together, and what was his reaction?
I'm not really sure. He is aware. I do know he's aware. That was kind of brought up last week. But no, I've never sat down and discussed it with him or anything. Just usually if I talk to Chris and I, we're just talking about Bird Dogs or something like that.
But nice. That's awesome.
I don't really know his reaction to it. Honestly, but I know he's aware.
All right. Well, I got to ask you, what is the significance of the 184?
184. The 184 is the Pipefitters local out of Paducah, Kentucky, and just coming up, some of my guys have done that, and I've always kind of been in the Pipefitter welder type work, you know, for most of my adult life. So, that's the 184. It's actually a Pipefitter's hall here.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Tony, for our listeners, our Iron Country listeners, if they want to know more about you, where you're going to play, where they can buy your music, what's the best place to go?
Yeah, man, you can go to TonyLogueMusic.com. Everything should be there, you know, as far as dates and bands in town, everything. We got a big fall tour that we're sitting on now. Man, a bunch of like 17 states, 25 cities. Coming up, just so we're busy here for the next couple months. We have plenty of opportunity for you to catch a show. But Tony Logue Music's a good spot, and you know all the socials and Facebooks and Instagrams and all of that stuff. So yeah, we're out there, man.
All right. Well, I didn't expect you to tell me you were sitting on an album. Now I'm going to throw the question back at you. What's the release date? Do you got a title?
Man,
I knew I was going to ask.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I would think probably first of next year to be realistic. I would like to get it out sooner, but yeah, it takes a second to get everything done and everything right. I think we're gonna call the record Dark Horse is the
That's
the tentative plan if it doesn't change between now and then. But
okay.
Yeah, so soon, hopefully.
All right. Well, you know, Tony, we play a lot of your music here, and I always give the artist the opportunity to pick a song from their catalog out of the interview. Which one of your songs would you like us to play?
Oh, man. I don't know. You guys play Silas?
We can certainly play Silas.
Yeah, I might go with that.
All right. Well, Tony, we're looking so forward to seeing you next Saturday night up here in the lot. You know, you've always got a home in Iron Country, and we're looking forward to hearing some new music on Saturday, too, buddy.
Shoot, yeah, man. Looking forward to getting up there.